Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
We don't often put anyone in our sights and take aim at them, right? You know, it's like a takedown.
Unless it's you to me.
Yeah, and me to you.
Yes.
And the other way. Yeah, it's mostly a friendly fire kind of operation.
Directly to each other.
Yeah, I don't want to target a specific person or specific company. I want to target an entire industry.
Oh.
Put them in the firing line. I think we aim our cannon at this industry and say, do better.
What is the industry?
We need more from chocolate.
Ah, big chocolate.
Okay, so I've been thinking about it. After chocolate came with caramel.
Yep.
What have you done?
What do you mean?
Chocolate remained stagnant for a very long time,
yeah.
Probably until the 2000s. And then it was like, you get your nougats in there, you got your nuts, you got your bars, you got your wafers, blah, blah, blah. Then we hit the 2010s, 2020s. Yeah, we're chucking in some like salt, some fruit tubes, more nuts, you know, nuts has come back, some almonds. And then someone went, why don't we put salt on it? And they were like, great, well, that'll hold us in the stead for 5 years. Cadbury, obviously, they specifically did caramel. They did a milky version of caramel chocolate. And that's like the last big thing I think anyone in the chocolate game has done.
Can I pose to you a counter-argument?
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
That's just, that is, I'll give it to chocolate.
Yeah.
That is what do we do with the leftovers?
Yes.
Put it in a block. But again, that's been around for a long time.
No, but they've been doing different versions of the Marvelous.
Yeah, because so like they've got more scraps.
The most recent one was the Cola Fizz. They had Cola Lollies.
That's
in the Marvelous.
You can't just add other things. Like the reason
you're asking them to be more innovative, and they've gone, here we go, here's some brilliant ideas, and you're saying, not like that.
No, exactly. caramel is the example I'll use, where they were like, let's completely shift. Like, that is still chocolate, but it's also a different version of it. It's not just like, what did we put with the chocolate as the base model?
Right.
Like, what can we do? What can big chocolate do as a whole to keep us coming back? And yes, it's going to be easy because, like, you could give me a flat block of plain milk chocolate and I'll eat that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm weak, I'm a bitch. But just because I'm weak doesn't mean you should treat all of us like that. Like, innovate.
Okay, so you're talking like milk, dark, white, caramel. That's all. That they're the big four I can think of.
Well, until
the big four of chocolate.
Yeah. Well, like white must have. I think whoever came up with white chocolate really thought it would be going better now than what it currently.
Well, that's
is.
Why Cadbury tried to like reinvent it and call it Dream. Like it was a dream to eat it, and then you eat it, and you're like, this isn't a dream.
See, my thing with white chocolate is. Milk chocolate, whole block, I can eat that whole thing.
Yep.
I can't eat a whole block of white chocolate.
Right.
Too much white. Don't know what I mean by that, but do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, where's the new base? Like, keep adding the fun stuff in, but give us a new starting point to work from.
Right.
Again, I am speaking to all
of chocolate. I feel like the 2025 thing is to dip things in chocolate.
Melted? That's messy.
Not melted. I mean, like chocolate-coated pretzels. Chocolate-coated lolly snakes.
Nah, that's been around.
Chocolate-coated chips.
It's been around for a long.
That's, I feel like this is the new...
Chocolate-coated chips, you animal.
Yeah.
What chocolate-coated chips are there?
Delicious.
What type of chips are in there?
Like a Pringle.
This is...
Were you thinking a hot chip?
No. This is ridiculous. They're just doing runoff chocolate. And someone spilt it on a Pringle and they thought, sell it. Sell it now.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Not once have I ever considered wanting chocolate on a chip.
Oh my God. It's the best. Dip a little crinkle cut and some melted chocolate. Bob's your uncle, mate.
Yeah, Bob's got diabetes. Bob's in poor health. Call an ambulance. So
Bob's making big money in the chocolate industry.
On a ventilator. So.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
In the lead up to Mother's Day, I'm having a bit of a revelation about my own mother.
The lovely Loretta.
Beautiful Loretta has been a gem for my whole life.
I love your mum because I feel like, in a way, I feel like I'm like a son-in-law to her because I've known you and known her so long. But it's like we're exes, but she loves me so much.
This is the thing. Anyone that comes into Loretta's orbit is there for life.
Love it.
She will pick up children like they're going out of fashion. You know, often our Christmases and Easters and whatever holidays we celebrate, there's always a few spares at the table because she can't bear to think of anyone that
she's the best.
Might be by themselves or left out. But I fear that I am becoming more and more like her every day. And not the good things.
Oh, what do you mean? Well, we've just spent the last 30 seconds pumping her tires up, so that should be a good thing, right?
You would think. I found myself on Facebook the other day, which, I mean, already ages me a little bit.
Why?
But I found myself on Facebook.
Sorry, hang on. Why does being on Facebook age you?
Well, that's where the boomers hang out, isn't it?
No, young people have Facebook.
Who has Facebook these days?
Ava, do young people have Facebook? In the newsroom, Ava. Can you hear me, Ava? She's looking. Do young people have Facebook? Do young people have Facebook, Ava?
Give us a nod.
Yes. Yep. Young people have Facebook. Thank you.
Look. I don't count, Ava. Okay. She spends her evenings knitting.
Okay. Fair enough. That's
love you,
fair.
Ava.
Oh, she's not happy. All right. Anyway, yes.
I found myself on Facebook the other day, and there was like a picture that my friend had put up of her and with her kids. And I wrote, what a lovely family.
Yeah, that's hard. Well, it's true, though.
It is. It is true. And it was a beautiful photo.
But yeah, you got to remember, like, 5 years ago, you'd be writing, yas, bitch.
Slay.
Family all day.
Fire emoji. Fire emoji.
Yeah. It's nice to have clearer communication.
And I don't know when it happened, but I just, like, caught myself in this moment where I was like, oh, my God, I've become my mother.
I can't remember the last time I commented on anybody's social media, Jess.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I've started liking random people's posts now.
Sharing
content on my Facebook.
What do you mean?
This is what I'm becoming my mother.
Yeah, but what?
My mum will call me. We talk every single day. And she'll call me and she'll be like, have you seen such and such on Facebook? They posted these photos. Or, oh, did you see your cousins on holidays at the moment? I've started doing it back to her. I don't know when it happened, but it's like I'm fast approaching 34 and I've become my mother already.
Is there a chance that maybe for 33 and essentially 0.11, 0.11 years, you just haven't been respectful of your mother and the fact that she likes to talk about these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Facebook wasn't around for all of that. But
yeah, look, potentially. I don't know. I think it was what a lovely family really tipped me over the edge. And I went, oh, did I just post that?
Nothing wrong with it. Like, again, like, we'll set the context of you're not cool. So,
yeah.
Like, if you thought you were cool beforehand, this isn't the... Like,
oh,
the,
I definitely haven't... I've not been cool for a long time, but I didn't think I was at my mum...
Oh, sorry. Can I just interrupt and correct you there? You've never been cool. It wasn't... You haven't been cool in a long time.
I used to be cool.
You just put your hands on your hips.
Oh, my God. My mum does that too.
Well, if you don't have anything nice to say, I suggest you don't say anything. Have you considered that, Timothy? Maybe that's an avenue we look at.
Oh, my God, are you becoming your mother as well?
I don't know. I'd have to cut my legs off. I'd lose a severe amount of height. But if you want me to, I'll do it because I love my mum. I would do anything to be like my lovely mother.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, I know you're not a super fan of basketball, in particular the NBA, but have you seen the news about Australian NBA player Josh Giddey in the last 24 hours? It seems last night. So he plays... I believe he plays for Chicago now in the NBA. He has had a really good season, Ed, and he is like one of Australia's highest paid athletes.
Right.
From Melbourne, loves Australia, comes here a lot. It's during the off season. I don't think they've gone deep or didn't make the NBA's finals.
Yeah.
He rocked up and played in a local basketball league in Frankston last night.
Oh my God.
I found it quite bizarre because I was watching the news and I was like, why is Josh Giddey playing basketball where I used to play basketball when I was a teenager?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Doing like Wednesday night D-League.
Rocking up to your basketball game and seeing someone like that.
Well, he's like 6'8". He's massive. Obviously, he's a very good basketballer because he's playing in the best league.
Yeah.
Imagine. You've just finished your job, your 5 a.m. job. Like, you start at 5, you knock off at 4. You get home, whatever. God, I've got bloody Monday night basketball with the guys.
Yeah, I can't bother.
I don't
want to
play.
Again.
I can't bother. Oh, fine, I'll go. Whatever. It's an early game, whatever. Yeah. And then you're guarding.
Steve's pulled out. Yeah. Oh, God, we got to find a fill in.
Then you're guarding Josh Giddey, NBA player.
Do you reckon he's pulling back or is he like full trying?
Well, he scored 20 points.
Oh, God, no, he's full trying. Okay, yep.
He had a go. He was on court 5. Which, again, court 5 is not even the main court. Like, court 5 and 6 is where I used to play in D-League on Wednesday nights when I was a teenager growing up near Frankston. And there were people losing their minds. There was photos. People were...
I bet.
I've seen some of the people that he played against getting interviewed at the center today.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, he probably knows somebody that plays on the team that he filled in for, but he informed the coach, like, his team, that he was like, hey, I'm going to do this, and everyone's pretty keen, and there was a big crowd for a Monday night game in Frankston.
Can I ask you a question? This being your home court.
Not really my home court.
Is it?
Can I tell you our team name?
What was it?
The worst, least offensive basketball team name. Because you know how 50 Cent had G Unit?
Oh, God.
We were like, well, we're not that good, so we'll be the F Unit. F you nerds.
I was going to say, I played for the Blackburn South Comets growing up, but that's worse. That's worse.
And imagine if I had to go play for F Unit against Josh Giddey. I'd leave. I would never recover.
I was going to say, is a little part of you, like, if you were to return to that court, you would get a similar reaction?
Nah, well, I can't stress enough how deep the league is. Not, D League isn't for...
Like, oh my God, Tim Bolch is back. No, oh my God.
It's not D for definitely good. It's like in alphabetical order of the performance level. So I'm shocked. I imagine I would...
Were you only D League because there wasn't an E League?
Yeah, there's a huge chance. And we wanted to play in F League because obviously being F Unit.
F Unit.
But the league wouldn't let us call it. We had to be EFF Unit because they thought F Unit was like we were doing a swear.
Ah!
We were like, no, it's about 50 Cent.
It always Which makes it way cooler.
It always has been. F Unit till I die. Josh Giddey, one-on-one. Let's go. Come to Geelong. We'll go.
This is Tim and Jess.
There's someone out there that identifies themselves as a hygiene and shower like bathing expert, right?
Oh, okay. So we can just make up titles now. Excellent. Yeah. Good.
That's how we got our jobs. You know? So I feel like it's only fair other people are allowed to do it. Apparently, this expert says that 80% of people are showering wrong.
Oh.
And there is a correct way to wash. Can you walk me through, like, not an everything shower, but let's just say it's a shower.
An everyday shower.
Everyday, but you're washing your hair.
Oh, okay. Well, that is an everything shower.
Like, give me like a quick condensed version of that shower.
Right. Okay. So I pop in, I'll wet my hair,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll shampoo.
Yep.
And then I rinse, and then I shampoo again.
To shampoo.
And then I rinse.
Yep.
And then I'll usually chuck my conditioner in, and while I let that soak, like, I'll comb it through, and then I'll wash my whole body.
Okay.
Brush my teeth.
All right. I'm going to get you to stop.
And then I rinse my conditioner out.
All right.
And then I'm done.
You are Jess. In the 20% of people who are showering correctly.
Hey!
BC.
This is so exciting.
So apparently washing your hair before you start attacking your pits, your bits, your other areas, that's the way to go.
Pits and bits is just a casual quick shower, you know.
Just but yeah, this hygiene expert says that this is the correct way. If you are washing your hair, you do that first, whether you're conditioning or not, always start with the shampoo, and then once that's setting in or the conditioner's sitting in, that's when you get the other parts, mm-hmm. because what's in your hair will gradually just
the runoff
will come down. But yeah, apparently only 20% of us are doing it in that order, and I've been trying to see. I knew I wanted to talk about this.
Do you shower differently now that you've got longer hair?
This might sound dumb, but it's such a boy thing. Most boys men will wet their hair every time they're in the shower.
Yeah, my husband does, 100%.
And after a few months of now having almost shoulder length hair, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And my wife's like, you know, you don't have to wet it every time. I was like, yes, you do. It's hair. How else is it going to grow? It's the lawn of my head.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The lawn of my head.
I've started not wetting it. Like, it gets like that, the off spray and like that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't like run my head under
the tap
every time.
Should get a nice little shower cap.
I probably should. That'd be nice. But I was trying to
at least get like a clip it up so that you don't get the lens.
I don't know if I have a set routine. I think it's just get in there and it's whatever my eyes reach to first. I go, oh, there's the soap. I'll grab that. While I'm soaping, oh, I'll pump some shampoo into my hand.
This
I'll
sounds chaos.
Yeah. I only learned as well maybe a month ago that with conditioner, you're not meant to let it go into your roots. You just kind of meant to
the ends.
Yeah. Where's the class for this?
It's on the back of the bottle, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to read it. I'll just bring in my dictionary and read it in the shower while I'm there too, Jess.
You've never read the directions?
No. It's shampoo and conditioner.
That's why...
You put it on your hand and then you put it in your head.
Most shampoos will say to rinse and repeat. That means to do it twice.
No. That's just companies getting you to want to use it faster so that you go back and buy it.
Yeah.
So
big shampoo.
Big shampoo is after your money, mark my words. You only need a shampoo at once, conditioning every now and then. But yeah, I think that I might be in the majority of doing it wrong.
Yes.
I can't exactly remember, but I reckon I attack my pits and bits area first and I go, that's the bare minimum of what I need to get done. And then I go, do I have time to wash my hair? I'll wash my hair now.
Sure.
5223295 How are you showering? Give us your rundown. Give us what Jess gave us, your condensed version. But I don't care if you're doing it in any particular
order. I'd rather hear the chaos.
Yeah.
I want to hear the chaotic.
I like the teeth brushing. Before I had an electric toothbrush, it was such a good time saver. Mm.
My husband was actually discussing with me, he's like, do we keep an electric toothbrush in the shower as well?
If you want to electrocute yourself, don't do it. I know that it's meant to get wet, but.
Well, the battery operated ones.
Yeah, well, that'll corrode. Anyway, Lloyd in Armstrong Creek, tell us about your showering routine.
Well, I'm generally one that will just shower my pits and bits one day and my head pits and bits the next day. So
okay.
Hair every second day.
Every second
day. I've got short hair, so it doesn't bother me anyway, but I always wet my hair, but I won't wash it.
Such a boy thing.
Right, yeah.
Such a boy thing.
It is a real boy thing to just wet your hair every time.
Because it dries so fast when you have... shorter hair, whether you're male, female, doesn't really matter. But Lloyd, are you saying you start, like when you do wash your hair, do you start doing that or do you finish with that?
No, I start with it first because then you can let it soak into your hair, do what you need to do, and then by the time you wash it out, you're practically getting, as they like to sell it, get the best result for your hair.
That's nice.
Lloyd, you sound
Garnier
like you're...
Fructus.
Yeah. Head and shoulders, mate.
I just realized, I think I've remembered what I start with. I start with face cleaning. Because the stuff that I put on my face, I'm going, well, let that sit in. Let that soak.
Sure.
Clean my ugly face.
Mm-hmm.
And I look in the mirror and I go, you've done nothing again.
It shows, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, Timmy, can I just say too, like, don't change your hair routine the way you do it. Because, mate, on the weekend, I seen you in the background interviewing Paddy Dangerfield there. I needed a pair of sunnies just to keep that blindness off my face and how shiny that hair was of yours. Absolutely spot on.
That's the grease there.
How much have you paid Lloyd, Tim?
Well, we are ambassadors for Head and Shoulders, so if you use our names at the website, you get a 10% discount.
Tim and Jess.
I was so disappointed in myself yesterday. I said to you, there's a few other things. I'm just feeling really, really sooky lately. I don't like to be a sook. I don't like to complain, but I feel like I'm extra sooky right now.
You have been like having a little bit of an extra sook to me the last couple of days.
The moon's extra bright. Is there something in that? Are the tides making me...
Mercury's in Gatorade again.
I just feel pissy.
Yeah.
Thank you. When was it? It was the Friday before, the Easter Friday.
Yes.
Our dishwasher broke.
Do you mean Good Friday? Is that
what did I call it?
Easter Friday?
Well, yeah, Easter Friday, whatever.
Yep.
It was good. Good for you. The thing is, it was the Friday of Easter.
Yes.
Went to put on the dishwasher and it was like, can't drain. Spent about half an hour trying to troubleshoot it. And we went away for a couple of days. So I was like, this is...
By the time we get back, it'll have drained.
Yeah. And so, I was like, I can't figure it out. But there's a whole bunch of water in the bottom of the dishwasher and it was getting nasty. And I was like, well, we've got to hit the road. There's nothing we can do. So when we came back a couple of days later, it was still pretty nasty. Like full hand reaching into the gunk, trying to clear it out.
Would have smelt great too.
Oh, it was foul. It was foul. And so trying to figure it out. And I like to try and fix things before I call the real estate company because we're renting. So it's not like I've got to pay to fix this unless it's our fault, right? So we're trying to do all that. And... eventually, by the time we could get a hold of the real estate so that they could send someone out, it's been now 3 weeks.
Oh.
And so we've been
hand washing
the dishes for 3 weeks. And I've been like, this is fine. Like, this is not an issue. I've lived in plenty of places where we haven't had a dishwasher. Yeah. This is totally fine. But yesterday when the person came around, they found it was a piping issue. So yeah. it was
phew.
Yeah, I was like, thank God. When my wife called me, I was like, hey, yeah, the dishwasher person came around, everything's fine, explain what it was. The relief that I didn't know that I was holding on to, I was like, thank God. Oh my, I don't know if it was a combination of I don't have to pay to get this fixed,
right, or
finally I can just put dish, just I just don't have throw to the do dishes this. In. Yeah. I can just clunk it in. And I was like, oh man, that's a terrible, I'm like, yeah, that's bad.
Tim, I don't think that's lazy.
It's pretty lazy.
But if I'm saying it's not lazy, then it probably is.
Technically, and you got to remember, hand washing dishes is a faster system than the dishwasher. Like our quicker setting's like 50 minutes.
Technically, you know, you don't have to go down to the river and wash all your dishes, do you?
The creek in Armstrong Creek, that's why it's there.
Like, so, you know, there would have been people 100 years ago that are looking at you like, what a luxury. He has running water in the house.
Exactly, and... like, you can hand wash it, dry, like, have it on the rack or dry it, and it's back in its home that night. Whereas you go, all right, well, after dinner, blah, 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 get it all sorted. Then in the morning, you got to open the door and you go, well, it's still all sopping wet. Whether I put a towel in or I just open it and let it air out for another.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe hand wash. And then again, I was thinking, I was like, maybe we just stick with hand washing. And then after I put the load on last night, I was like,
never hand washing
hand
again.
Hand smoshing. I'd never do this in my life. And yeah, I was just, I'm feeling a bit funny about it. I was disappointed in myself.
So, sorry, let's just recap. You're a straight white male complaining about not having a dishwasher for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Cool. Nah, good. I'm glad we're on the same page, actually. Yeah.
You've got me angry at you, so.
At me?
That's the worst thing. It's coming back on you now.
Keep whinging about how bad your life is, please.
Yeah, and you're making it worse.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.